Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Sleep in Heavenly Peace by M. William Phelps, read by J. Charles. For Regina, the most wonderful, caring, and loving mother God could ever bless upon a child.
Author's note. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, between 1976 and 2002, 9,000 children under the age of 5 were killed by a parent. 9,000, an incredible number, and it translates into nearly one child per day killed not by a stranger or a pedophile or a random act, but by his or her parent. Taking it one step further, females commit only 13% of all violent crimes in this country. Yet, of those 9,000 children killed by a parent, mothers were responsible 50% of the time. Why do so many mothers murder their children? Why is it that a child in this country under the age of 5 is more likely to be murdered by his or her parent than anyone else? What is it that causes nearly one woman a day in the United States who has spent 9 months carrying a child, bonding with it, nurturing it, feeling it move and kick inside her womb, to kill that same child after he or she is born? Susan Smith, Mary Beth Tining, Andrea Yates, Marilyn Lamech. Dr. Ruth Kunzel, a clinical psychologist, said Lamech acted like a nurse as she performed what she considered a healing process, sedating and then smothering her 3 children, Nicholas, 7, Emily, 6, and Thomas, 3. These names have become synonymous with mothers who murder their children. My God, Andrea Yates allegedly chased one of her children around the house before drowning him.